The Four Winds creeps down our narrow, snow-covered street. Adrian backs into Grandma's drive and just sits in the driver's seat, bleeding off the adrenaline. Grandma has been an RVer since the 1950s, so the two veterans talk as though the adventure was just another trip. As for me, I was glad the ordeal was over, and I didn't even go. RVs create memories, some more vivid than others. See what it's all about at Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
When it's time to talk about the big game or the big stories, make sure to check out 5 for Frank as Martin and Frank tee up the big topics. That's every day between 11 and 12 on 590 The Fan. Brought to you by Greenville University, less than an hour from St. Louis. Find out more about this renowned institution at greenville.edu.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
With hundreds of wines and craft beers to taste and culinary delights around every corner, you're not going to want to miss the 17th annual Food and Wine presented by Schnucks. January 25th, 26th, and 27th at Union Station. St. Louis Food and Wine presented by Schnucks. Be a part of the largest food and wine show in the Midwest. Schnucks Certified Wine Specialist and Cicerones will be there. Tickets available at stlfoodandwine.com. Thanks to Schnucks.
Hi, my name is Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. Let's get those credit cards paid off today with a cash-out refinance, and you'll even skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. The 5-minute loan approval at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up.
How could we not have done that yet?
Wait, Christmas to me.
I have to tell you something. Too.
Not now. Theme
I know your wife.
Theme
so join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
ever.
Oh, we're full of chips. And we're full of chips. And we think you'll get lots of
boom. See, this is where it pays to be a regular listener. Like, Amanda, did you know what that sound was?
No.
I'm not making this up. It's an actual recording of turtles doing it. That was
what?
A male turtle doing it.
Yeah.
That's how they sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where do you guys come up with this stuff?
The zoo.
Yeah.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 26th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens and Baths. The joke... brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. Nobody is appreciating a great smile now more than Limey Limestone Phillips. Woo-hoo! He's got a movie star smile.
Hey!
All right, speaking of him, at the control board, it is the one and only guy who spent, too long in Great Britain. He should have stayed here where he was born. But no, he decided to go over there. And 10 years that he was there, he was in Birmingham, England. Say hello to Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, and you, Limey. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you had a fantastic Christmas.
As we go counterclockwise around the room, from Overland Park, Kansas, ladies and gentlemen, the queen of the Metropolitan Opera, one of the greatest singers you'll ever hear, and she'll do at least one other number, probably one other number for us today. My daughter, Amanda, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
She's a lady. That's right. She shouldn't even be on this show. The last place ladies should be. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel.
Are you concerned about the current market fluctuations?
Yes.
I thought you would be.
Amanda, are you concerned about
it? I'm very, very concerned.
I am concerned, too. All you have to do is call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650, and they'll review your investment portfolio. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
All right. In the order of the seating arrangement, which is a little mixed up today because of our special guest, let's turn all of our attention to the man who is the head of the news department. He is also a news broadcaster, anchor. He's head of a research department. He's head of the digital clock resetting department and the only person licensed to reset the digital clock. My goodness, he's done it all. Overnight to cook at Denny's to... It's too many things to... An author. He's an author. Second
what?
Printing. Yes. Have you not heard this?
Oh, my gosh. You have a book?
Yes. Second.
I've never heard that.
Second printing of Bad Mood, Good Mood. And, and Amanda, he does something else. That's right. He's a private investigator. So if you ever want to find out about your fiancé, get a little bit of background on him before you pull the trigger in Las Vegas, this would be
good
the
idea.
Guy. Tim Woodburn, say hello to everybody.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Limey and I spent 10-plus hours in these very studios voice tracking my book, BadMoodGoodMood.com. It's available at BadMoodGoodMood.com. It's called Bad Mood, Good Mood. It's hilarious stories of the life of a PI. And it finally has been approved by Amazon Audible and is available on iTunes for download.
All right.
It only took 3 months. Thank you. Thank you to everyone who bought my book for the holidays. It's still on sale, and it's at badmoodgoodmood.com.
All right. Now, this next guy was the inspiration for Tim because he's a seasoned author. His book is in the fourth printing. That's the goal of Tim, to get to that point, fourth printing. And we never talk about, Bill, what you used to do. Give us a job that you had before: author, TV, radio personality, speaker, tour guide, whatever. What else did you do?
I was an exotic dancer.
Mm. See, that's not funny. It's just not. It's not funny the way you delivered it.
Well, it was the truth, so it's not supposed to be.
Oh, well, I know it was the truth.
Nursing
former
home.
Exotic dancer and now author. They probably would have gone for that. The one and only guy who got up this morning and said, I'm not going northbound or southbound or westbound or even...
Now that was not funny.
Bill Clavlin, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is kind, yeah.
And I'm going to say something about this next guy because he surprised me. In memoriam, posthumously on the part of the recipient, he brought over a gift for the late hairless rat, Fred, my grandson's rat that died, the naked rat they call it. Fred passed away after only 1 week in the possession of my grandson. And I caught him. He didn't expect anybody to see it. I caught Rat Boy outside our house, kneeling at the little tomb of Fred the Rat, placing... What'd you put down there?
Cheese.
Cheese. Mm. Put a little piece of cheese. And that's the kind of person
that's beautiful.
Rat Boy is. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. I have Jim on the phone again.
Right. Fine bastard, could I have my mojo, please?
We're brought to you by Thompson Price. Tim, you have a home, right? You own your home. How old is that kitchen?
I don't know. I assume it's as old as the home.
How old is the home?
28 years old.
You cook, right? You're a cook?
Yes, I do.
You should treat yourself to a new kitchen. I mean, you probably deserve it, I guess. Except you just announced today that you're on a big weight loss thing, so you don't want to cook too much because you'll eat it if you cook it. Thompson Price Kitchens and Baths. The day that Tim does decide to redo that kitchen, I got a feeling, just as a courtesy and out of loyalty, he will include Thompson Price when he takes bids from people doing the kitchen. I also have a feeling he's going to wait till he can do it right. They can jump in there prematurely and go, well, I'm not really ready, but I'll do it anyway. I'll just paint the cabinets and put on some new handles. That's all. That's not a remodeled kitchen. Not even close. when you are ready, and many of you, after this holiday season, you will be, because this is it. You've had it. This will be the last season. You're going to try to make do with that horrible, old, outdated kitchen. When that time comes, and if this is that time, Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes. They are, well, their showroom, they're everywhere. My goodness, evidence of their work is everywhere, but their showroom is in De Pere. It's less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. Feel free to pop in there when they're open anytime, any hour that they're open, and just say, hey, I'm AM and the PM, and I just want to look around and get some ideas. Knock yourself out. Bring in your own ideas, too. And then when you decide to get serious and have this wonderful company, Thompson Price, be one of the ones that you're going to talk to, you want to bid from, that you want to examine their process. When that time comes, I think you're going to be impressed before they even start, because you're going to be impressed with the preliminary work, the way they question you, and the things they want to know about you and your family. And for example, who cooks in this house? How many people cook? What level of cooking? Are you gourmet cook, beginner cook? Who's going to be living here in 10 years? Are your parents going to be here? Your grandparents? Are they going to cook? You're going to cook for them? Who's handicapped? Who's left-handed? Who's tall? Who's short? See, all that stuff a lot of companies don't even ask. It's important if you want the perfect kitchen or bathroom. Thompson Price. You want to know more? ThompsonPrice.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita,
that's right. This is the guy who's been to those places. If he hasn't, he will. Before he's finished, he'll see them all. He's Bill Cleveland. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues and Paul. WindowWorldStLouis.com for more. Give it up for Bill Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. What did we just say not long ago? We're not going to talk over Bill's audience.
No, there's and then no
Dan,
talking.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. Now, edit it out.
Oh, boy.
Do it again and do it
there's
right.
There's a lot of edits this show.
I know. This show would be nothing without edits. Mm-hmm. Edit it out.
Radio edit.
How about it? Give it up for Bill Cleveland.
More people to
you talk. You talk to him. Now you did it. I would never hire us.
Way to go, Amanda.
I must get it from you.
All right, here
we go. Get what from me?
Talk over people.
Edit that out, too.
Here we go.
It's called pinion blood.
Yeah, edit that out, too, what he just said. All of it.
Radio edit.
So what do you say? Give it up for Bill Clablon. Bill, how are you?
I'm good now that I had to hear that.
Hey, you
three
can tell
times.
That story about your dad and what you told me, because that's kind of funny.
Sure. Well, I heard you mention earlier that you, I guess as a Christmas gift, got the Alexa, right?
Yes, because somebody in our family broke the rule. One
that's
person.
Oh, my gosh, one thing.
No, it's supposed to be no gifts, and there was one gift that shouldn't have been, but yes, it was Alexa, so now tell your story.
Yeah, so my dad is in the same boat. My brother bought for him the same thing as a gift, but my dad, sometimes he confuses words and gets things mixed up a little bit, so he's been running around telling everybody that he got Alexis for Christmas. And so, yeah, the other night we were somewhere. What'd you get for Christmas? I got Alexis. And they're like, oh, that's quite a gift. You know, where is it? It's at home in the living room. You know, like, no, Dad, it's Alexa. And I didn't know it was what is it called? The Echo.
Echo. Alexa is the voice. But he says that calls it Alexis, and they think his kids bought it, and he tells them Alexis in the living room. I'm sure they think, wow, that's great and weird.
I felt pretty insignificant about my gift when I found out my brother bought him Alexis. Yeah. But,
so where are we going?
I have to quickly mention, so I saw The Mule last night with Clint Eastwood. Fantastic movie, and they use that song we just played, the Everywhere Man. But they used the original version, but it's when Clint Eastwood was driving around.
Right.
I thought that was kind of cool.
They did.
So earlier today, I was down in Forest Park. I was working on a little video project. And so I thought I'd talk to us a little bit about... So I was doing some stuff down by the World's Fair Pavilion, which if anybody who's been in Forest Park certainly knows where the World's Fair Pavilion is. A lot of people think that that was built for the World's Fair, and that's actually not true. The World's Fair Pavilion was built in 1909 with proceeds, actually, from the World's Fair, along with some other things down there. The Thomas Jefferson Monument, which is in the Missouri History Museum. I'm trying to think of some of the other things. There's a big statue that was down there. So there's a few things that they built in Forest Park that were with money that was from the World's Fair.
That's deceiving, because I never knew that. I thought it was from the World's
Fair. It was built in 1909. It cost $35,000 to build that pavilion. So just some interesting things I found out today about the World's Fair I thought I'd share with you. So first of all, there are only three structures left in Forest Park that were from the World's Fair. And when I tell you about how many buildings went up for the World's Fair, you're going to be stunned that these are the only things that are left. So the Art Museum, that was a structure that was used for the World's Fair, that's still there. The bird cage at the zoo, the giant bird cage, that's there. The St. Louis statue, as I mentioned, and then the Grand Basin. So those are the only things that are left from the 1904 World's Fair. And I would encourage anybody who likes history or is interested about any of this stuff to really dive in. This thing was huge. I mean, it's really hard to explain how massive this thing was and how important it was. One of the things that I thought was pretty interesting. So there were 62 countries and 42 states that had their own halls or buildings down in where we call Forest Park. Those are all gone now. I mean, that's a lot of stuff. But to have each of those countries, 62 and 42 different states, had buildings or halls. Those are all gone now.
Because they moved them out, or they rotted.
They didn't keep them around. They only built them for that event. And the Florida building, I thought this was kind of interesting. So they were selling something that was a luxury item, cost $5 a box, which would be $100 today. It was a food item that they sold in the Florida building. You want to take a guess what that might be?
$5 a box?
Today,
these are a box more than one of them?
Today, these are everywhere. This is not a big deal. But at the time, 1904, this was a hybrid of something else, and it is was a pretty big deal at the time. So, and I assume there were more than one in a box. Yeah.
No idea. No idea.
Anybody?
We don't have a lot of
tangerines. Okay.
The grapefruit.
Oh.
Grapefruit. Yeah. Big deal.
Back then, a grapefruit was $5.
No, like it was a box of grapefruit. They had just been, I guess, as a hybrid. They had just brought these things out. Just a few things that were invented, they debuted at the World's Fair. A lot of people say, well, these things were invented. Most of these things were not invented at the World's Fair.
Why is it called grapefruit? It's not a grape. I wonder why it's called.
I think it's disgusting.
No, it's disgusting.
They are disgusting.
Yeah. Well, hold on. No, they're not. Grapefruit?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They have sugar on them.
Grapefruit. Thank you, Dad. You put sugar, actually, and it's really good.
Frank, if you would be a fruit, you would be a grapefruit. Yep.
What does that mean?
It's nice, but it's just bitter. It's sour.
It's the fat, lazy bastard of fruit.
Yes.
If I was a fruit, I'd be a banana.
Hey, my daughter's here.
Yeah. Watch it. Inappropriate.
Watch it.
So a handful of things that were debuted at the 1904 World's Fair. The X-ray machine, baby incubators, the electric typewriter, something called the telautograph, which was apparently the early version of the fax machine, the coffee maker, the dishwasher, electric plug-ins and outlets, bread machines, the submarine. They actually had a display of a submarine that they were debuting. Now, these are the ones that you have heard were invented at the World's Fair. This is not true. They were debuted at the World. The ice cream cone.
Oh, everybody thinks it was invented there.
I thought it was the waffle cone that was debuted at the St.
Louis.
I thought
it was the funnel cake.
Funnel cake?
Yeah.
I thought the hot dog.
Also chocolates on the pillows in hotel rooms.
So hot dogs, hamburgers, iced tea, and ice cream cones. Those were not invented at the World's Fair. They were debuted at the World's Fair. So was Dr. Pepper, which is one of my favorite things. So, but check that out. Really, if you're interested in history and you like this stuff, dive into the World's Fair stuff. It's really, really neat. Once in a while at the Missouri History Museum, they'll have some exhibits where you can kind of see some things that were left over and some of the artifacts and stuff. So tomorrow we'll be doing trivia about all the places that I've been over the course of the year.
By the way, I got tremendous feedback on that Christmas trivia. People like trivia. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to
one more time tomorrow. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan. pretend I wanted to clap for me.
You talked over your own applause. Idiot.
I'm sorry.
I know what's going to happen. We're going to edit out. You're going to say, I'm Bill Clevelin.
Oh,
on
my
the road.
Lord.
What?
I'm with her.
And you're going to say, I'm Bill Clevelin on the road. Okay. That's it. We'll teach you people a lesson. Okay. Go ahead. Edit it out.
Radio edit.
I'm Bill Clevelin on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Bill Clevelin, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States and the preferred window of Paul and the St. Louis Blues. Quickly before Amanda does her final, sad, final song.
What? Final song?
Dan put this on our Facebook page and called this to our attention. There's a phone number that you could call. It's 800-HI-NORAD. H-I-NORAD. This is one of, we did this at home. This blew me away. I don't know how many people are on the other end when you call this number. It is a live person. We called him. My grandson talked to this person at NORAD.
Oh.
And you ask them, where is Santa right now? It's not a recording, and they'll interact with, what's your name, Carson? Well, Carson, let me see. Santa right now is over Russia. It looks like he's just left Russia and is heading over the toward the United States. It's a live person. Now, how many people must it take to do this?
Oh, man.
Lots.
Wow, that was impressive. I mean,
pretty cool.
You know, I've heard of the pre-recorded stuff, but this was, hats off to whoever did this.
It's actually NORAD, I think.
Yeah.
Got to read you a quick text.
Okay.
This is from the listener who paid $500 to have lunch with me, donated to Window World Cares.
Right.
His name of the charity, right?
Yeah, right.
Brian
right.
is his name. So he texts me today. He goes, some pretty major things going on in Chesterfield at the bridge in 40. There are cops everywhere. Maybe somebody jumped. And then he says, never mind. I thought you were on the air today, because he was hearing her sing. So he didn't think we were on the air. So he thought her singing was like a show on the station. And I said, we are on the air now. He goes, oh, okay. He goes, the show sounds weird. Some gal singing, it was pretty bad, so I had to change the station.
I said, that's Frank's daughter. She sings once a year as a joke. And he goes, okay, that's fine. I got an email from a guy. He said, I was listening on Echo with Alexa. Alexa, turn on 590 The Fan. And he said, your daughter started singing, and Alexa broke. It quit.
I don't know what these people are talking about.
Of course you
got a beautiful Maybe the voice. Problem is people were jumping out of their cars and jumping off the bridge.
Oh. That could be. So now Dan and Amanda are going to both. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wait. Are we doing the Jackson?
We'll do Jackson. I think we do
Jackson. Do Jackson or do something else?
No, we'll do Jackson. We'll do Jackson. A little duet. Never a bad idea. We just have to get maybe past the, because we do these on YouTube.
What's the name of the song again?
Jackson.
Put in Johnny Cash.
Brilliant.
Jackson.
All right.
What a brilliant. Don't say Christ.
Sorry.
To a lot of people, that's profanity. That's the Lord's name in vain.
Mm-hmm. I know.
That. Oh, I wanted to tell you guys that a guy, named Bob, he's called in before.
Hi, Bob.
He called in and he said, I have a message for Frank. Yeah. And he left it with me and he goes, muh. And this was a long time ago.
So he really won. He won.
Yeah.
Okay, are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready. Right, Amanda, you just have to hit play.
My daughter Amanda, you can go ahead and hit it because there's a little intro. And Dan Levi Strauss.
I'm ready.
With Jackson, the great Johnny Cash, June Carter hit. You should have.
It's playing.
I don't know.
Here we go.
It's brilliant. You didn't have it up.
I didn't do anything.
Be quiet.
Yeah, here we go.
We'll talk back to us.
We got married in a fever. Hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson
ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. I'm going to mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
Somebody could actually sing.
We'll go on down to Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big talking man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I care.
When I breeze into that city,
People gonna stoop and bow.
I hate that he can really sing.
All them women gonna teach me. Show them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson.
You're behind.
I know.
Goodbye was all she wrote.
Yeah, you're way behind.
Yeah, I got
but
behind.
But they'll laugh at you in Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be dancing on a pony keg. They'll lead you round town like a scalded hound. With your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, go to Jackson. You big talking man. And I'll be waiting in Jackson behind my J-Pan fan.
What is a J-Pan fan?
I don't know.
What is that? That's enough.
I think we got
it.
Maybe not. Go ahead.
Hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson. Ever since the fire went out.
We're going to Jackson.
And that's a fact.
Yeah, we're going to Jackson.
Now, pull up real quickly, Somebody to Love by Queen. I know, it's not all Christmas music. I know, we did Christmas
last
music
one.
Earlier.
Yeah.
Last one, and only part of it. But this is, I just think you ought to leave them showing.
Oh, yeah.
Showcasing you. Man,
yes.
Not Dan. Because Dan actually can sing. He's the only one of
somebody on Facebook just asked when your album is coming out.
I think that today's technology, when does it drop?
Soon.
That's the new terminology. Yeah. Is when does it drop? So Queen,
I'll let them know.
Most people are familiar with this song,
happen.
Somebody to Love. I don't know if there's a chorus part for us or not, but as soon as you can.
Yeah, there is.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, as soon as you can, hit it, and we'll kind of close it to that and head for the joke. And
anybody find me somebody to love?
Bill Clubman with the keyboard.
Take a look in the mirror and cry, Lord, what you doing to me? I've spent all my years believing you, but I just can't get no relief. Lord, somebody,
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 can anybody find me somebody to love?
This is great.
I work hard.
He works hard
every day.
Every day.
I work till I ache in my bones. At the end of the day, I take home my pay all on my own. I get down on my knees and I start to pray till the tears run down my eyes. Oh, somebody,
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 anybody, find me somebody to love. Put me down. They say I'm going crazy. They say I got a lot of water in my brain. And I got no common sense. I got nobody left to believe.
Yeah, nailed it. Okay, nailed it.
That was incredible.
It sure was, Limey.
Man. I brought a tear to my eye.
One of the big sellers this year and last year was this Instapot. They must have sold like millions of Instapots. It's the new combination, I guess, crock pot, pressure cooker. I know anything about cooking, but as a kid, I remember in the kitchen, my mother, like I don't know, a couple times a week, a pressure cooker and that little jiggling thing on top, you know I'm talking about? You thought it was going to explode.
Came with the clamps on the side.
Yes,
to keep
clamps
the lids on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what it did or how it worked, but Instapot is the big deal. And the Rat, my friend at the lake, is a great cook. He must have already cooked like 500 things in the Instapot. Apparently, you cook almost anything in it. So looking for a gift. I thought it was a lot more expensive than it is. Limey and Dan pulled it up online. It's like 70 bucks. It's not that horrible, considering the years and years of use you get out of it and all the stuff you can cook in it. So next birthday that comes up or whatever, Instapot. Maybe take a look at that if you haven't already. At our house, the no-gift idea turned out to be terrific. It just did. The only presents under there were for my grandson and my mother-in-law, and I think we're going to do that again next year. It's just flat out. We don't need anything. We just don't. And buying each other gifts, it's nice and it's fun to open them, but I liked it. I think I was really glad with the way it turned out. Tim had this story earlier. Look, I'm trying to visualize any household where the boys get into a fight, and one of the boys pulls out his gun, and then Daddy pulls out his gun, and Daddy shoots one of them. What kind of household on Christmas Day are they packing and carrying guns in the house?
I believe that is a meth household, Frank.
Well, that's not a surprise. No. It's just that's not something you see every day.
Well, he was the peacemaker on the whole deal.
The dad?
The dad was trying to break up a fight between the two kids, and the one kid like said, "Get out of my fight," and then shot at the dad and missed him, and then the dad hit him four times.
Well, you can tell. Stop the fight.
You can tell which son is the favorite, though. He only shot one son.
Oh my goodness, that's a good point. Which son do I shoot? Oh boy. Real quickly, cable TV stations, and there are lots of them. What do you think is the number one cable channel?
CNN.
No. Ooh, the number one
Cartoon Network.
He was sort of close. It's Fox News. CNN Fox is the 11th.
Wow.
CNN is 11th behind Nickelodeon, HGTV, Home and Garden TV, Investigation, Discovery, Hallmark Channel. Yeah, CNN is desperately trying to catch up to Fox News and way behind. I just thought that was interesting. And you go, what about HBO and Showtime? No, those are premium channels. These are from the basic cable lineup. Mm. So these are the ones more. But the most watched cable network, not just news, is Fox News.
Do you know the sports guy that I am? I don't ever watch ESPN SportsCenter anymore because you have to sit there and watch all the NBA stuff and all the stuff I don't care about to like finally get to my highlight. Now you just go on your phone and it's right there. I never watch SportsCenter anymore.
And by the way,
that's
anymore. Why ESPN, it's not even in the top 10 now. I mean, it's just not. So, we got to get the ladies. Mike Evans has got a temper. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
So, this guy is on a road trip, kind of like Bill Clevelin. He decides he wants to see the country. He's got Bill's book with him. See, I work this in.
thank you.
100, what is it? Bucket listing, 100 places to see. Well, what's the name of it?
100 things to do in America before you die.
100 things to do in America. Don't be modest. Things to do in America before you die. So he's got it with him. And he decides he's going to stop. He sees an Indian reservation. He's wanted like to visit one for a long time. So he meets the chief. And he's visiting with the chief at the chief's teepee. And the chief is very cordial and nice and willing to answer any questions about Indian life. And while the chief's talking to him, this female voice from inside the teepee, which apparently is the chief's wife, she says, "Did you remember to water the cactus?" And he says, "Yes, five horses. I did." He says, "I'm sorry, that was...
Hi, John."
Oh, what? What? What?
Did you remember to water the cactus? And it pulled up the Siri. Yeah. I love it.
She cactus said, triggered...
Yeah. You said fat bastard.
He thought cactus was fat bastard. Yeah.
Wow. Oh okay. Goodness. I'd take it back. She doesn't even know your name.
No, she sure doesn't.
John, who's that?
So the chief's wife is just to back up. She just said, "Did you buy the cactus?" He goes, "Yes." And he says to the tourist, he goes, "I'm sorry, that was my wife." Now where were we? So they start talking about Indian life and the reservation, and while the tourist is interviewing the chief, again, from the teepee, "Did you feed the dog? Did you remember to feed the dog?" He said, "Yes, five horses. Yes, I fed the dog." He says, "I'm sorry, my wife again. Where were we?" He says, "Well, I was asking you about the history of your people." And just as they're getting again into a nice conversation, "Did you patch the teepee? Remember, you were going to patch the teepee. The last time he said, 'Yes, five horses,' I patched the teepee." He says, "I'm sorry, man. Where were we? Did you take out the trash?" He says, "Yes, five horses. I took out the trash." And the tourist says, "I'm just curious. Is it your wife? Why do you call her five horses. He says, well, you heard her. Nag, 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 nag.
Time for a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Activity has moved off the Boone Bridge westbound. You've got a crash southbound 270 at 44 and an earlier crash southbound 270 before Gravois. Eastbound 70 at Grand, an accident blocking the two left lanes. An accident on Lucas and Hunt at 70 is stacking up the westbound 70 off-ramp. And farther out, an accident has northbound 55 closed at St. Genevieve. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Russ Patton, your Byerly RV financial advisor. With the stock market gyrating precariously, we recommend diversification by turning your paper profits into something tangible, like that RV you've been dreaming about. Or you can hedge your bets by playing the spread and converting just enough cash to make a healthy down payment. And win either way. Disclaimer, plan fund is no guarantee of future fund if your paper profits disappear overnight.
For the rest of your life, Byerly
Trailer.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Spiro's is bringing class and relaxation back to New Year's Eve, along with fun and the best food. Big events and bars have parking issues, packing people in like cattle, and not to mention the subpar food. Not at Spiro's in St. Charles, where they are only taking a limited number of reservations, a number that's much less than the restaurant holds. Features include premium seating, half price on all cocktails, live entertainment, noisemakers and champagne at midnight, plus the best food in the STL. The outdoor stone Greek oven will be cooking the great food, and you can enjoy your favorites like clam bakes, stuffed pork chops, and so many others. Call today because Spiro's is not jamming people in. They want you and your friends to enjoy great food, ample space, and easy parking. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. Call today to make your reservation at 636-916-1454.
With hundreds of wines and craft beers to taste and culinary delights around every corner, you're not going to want to miss the 17th annual Food and Wine presented by Schnucks. January 25th, 26th, and 27th at Union Station. St. Louis Food and Wine presented by Schnucks. Be a part of the largest food and wine show in the Midwest. Schnucks Certified Wine Specialist and Cicerones will be there. Tickets available at stlfoodandwine.com. Thanks to Schnucks.
Oh, thank you. Sorry. I stepped on somebody there. I failed to give Ballast Dental Care their proper attention. That was the sponsor of the joke, where the punchline was nag, 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 nag. Ballast Dental Care. They brought you that. Ballast Dental Care, where my daughter, I think she said she has an appointment there Friday. That's the only dental clinic she knows since she's been born. That's the only place she's been. That's the only place I've known for 45 years, Ballast Dental Care. So why don't you do this? I'm not a believer in New Year's resolutions. I think they get broken far more than they're kept. So it has nothing to do with New Year's. It's just that as of like right now, starting tomorrow, let's get this dental thing under control. No more putting it off. No more avoiding the dentist. Don't add another year to the 10 years or 2 years or 3 years or whatever it's been since you've been to the dentist. Get it taken care of. I know. Sometimes we don't have the money. I don't have dental insurance. Life is priorities. And if your health, and by the way, I'm talking about health beyond teeth and gums because it leads to other stuff. If it's not a priority, okay, make other things a priority. I made up an expression, where there's a will, there's a way. And I made it up a long time ago. Now I've heard other people use it, but it's, I think it's true. Where there's a will, there's a way. And it is about priorities. So again, my invitation for you to become a patient, where I've been a patient for 45 years, Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. off to Dallas, Texas, we go to check in with Mike Evans, brought to you by the company that brings you so many of the segments on this show, Window World, the preferred window of Paul and of the St. Louis Blues, and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more information from Dallas, Texas. Here's Mike Evans.
And he's not brought to you by Window World.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
He's, I'm shutting up.
No, he's not.
What have you been smoking, homie?
All right. I'll have to read it. I'll have to read the email. Hi, Frank. It's John from Window World. I was just wondering if you would ever have the stones to sneak us in as a sponsor somewhere where we're really not a sponsor, like Mike Evans's segment, and then act like it was a mistake. It would be funny programming, and we'd get a free mention. Appreciate it if you could do it. John Gillette, Window World. Hey, you try juggling these advertisements, okay? No, Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Guns. By the way, our almost entire Christmas dinner, we went to the Smokehouse Market. We did this last year, too. Picked up two incredible beef tenderloins, three pies, two different shrimps, and what a feast we had. And it was perfect because it came out of the Smokehouse Market next door to Annie Guns. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse closed only on Monday. Annie Guns for dinner, you will need reservations. And they're both east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans. Hey, sometimes it's overwhelming keeping up with all the great sponsors and segments we have. How was Christmas?
It was absolutely terrible.
What?
I thought I had texted you, but maybe I didn't. On Friday, we're in Washington, D.C., met with a senator. Remember I told you that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that had to be that Thursday I told you that, because we got there Thursday. Friday, my son-in-law says, hey, it's 52 degrees. The rain stopped. We got to go play nine holes. It's windy. It's wet, but come. So I went out and I played nine holes. Well, I played four holes. I wore tennis shoes in this very hilly golf course, very muddy, very slippery, fell down, and broke my leg.
Oh, come on.
I'm not making this up. We had to go to the emergency. They took x-rays. They go, you have a double break in your fibula. You need to get to an orthopedic specialist. We're gonna stabilize it with a temporary cast. So we flew home. We flew home Christmas morning as soon as we could get home. And luckily, our son-in-law is a doctor here. He knew an orthopedic specialist, got us in right away. Really good guy. Went there. Was first one in his office this morning. Took some X-rays. Came out. He goes, well, the good news is you're not going to need surgery. He goes, but you're going to be in a cast for at least a month. No weight on it, and you have to keep very still. After that, if it's healing all right, we'll put you in a boot for about a month, and you can put some weight on it, so within about 2 months, you'll be okay.
I'll tell you what, you've seen your citizens in your brittle bones.
You know what? I don't think that's... I think I deserve some pity here.
Well, you do.
It's terrible. Broken leg?
Yeah, on Christmas.
On Christmas, have you ever broken your leg on Christmas?
I've never had a broken leg, broken arm, broken hand, nothing. Broken collar, I've never had that. I escaped
it
somehow.
This is the first broken bone I've had.
Now, when you said off your feet, you have to be in bed for a month, right?
No. I mean, I can get around in crutches.
Well, you know what this means. You know what this means.
A big cast on your leg is hard.
You know what this means. Cheryl has to do everything.
Freaking believable. I mean, Cheryl, can I have a glass of wine, please? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the way it's been. Mm-hmm. She's done everything.
You tell her the doctor said 6 months, not a month or two, 6 months.
Yeah.
You can't do anything.
Yeah, it's been on, she has even had to shower me.
What?
And you said, wait a minute, I'm not quite clean enough right down there. More soap. More soap.
I do want to do a pop quiz, and I'm going to do an early Friday movie review because it's really kind of special to me.
Well, I tell you this, and we had plenty of time, but I'm glad you told your story about the broken leg. We do have 3 minutes. Go.
Okay. Movie opening up on Friday that I cannot recommend strongly enough. My favorite film of the year. However,
and as always, however in life,
I have a personal connection to the subject matter. Laurel and Hardy, the movie is called Stan and Ollie. You know, when I was a small kid, my grandmother would take me to an old drive-in theater, and they would always show a short film of Laurel and Hardy before the movie instead of cartoons. I loved them then. I love them just as much now. They were funny without trying to be funny, always turning normal situations into hilarious outcomes. Just a couple of guys who made people laugh in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, and even now, if you want to go get their movies and their shorts and watch them. They even won an Oscar for Best Short Subject Film, The Music Box, in 1932. Now listen to me, listen. To me, this is the funniest 26 minutes in the history of filmmaking.
Is this the one with the piano?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? This is the only Laurel and Hardy piece that I know, and I watched it recently. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. They're trying to move a piano. And you'd think, well, why is that so funny? No, it's funny.
Watch. It involves the problems the boys have delivering a piano up a flight of 151 outdoor steps to a mansion. The film was so fascinating to me. I found those stairs. They are still there. They're on a vacant lot at 923 Vendome Avenue in Silver Lake, one block off Sunset Boulevard, a mile from Dodger Stadium. If you don't believe me, go see for yourself. They're still there. I've driven by there 100 times, and occasionally I would even stop at the stairs just for a little memory of the music box and just look at it. And while working my first radio station, only 18 years old, I had the opportunity to interview a very sick 75-year-old Stan Laurel in his tiny Santa Monica apartment where he died a month later. As for the film opening, it is set in the 1950s when the two attempt to come back and they flash back to the good, the bad, and the ugly of their 40-year friendship and how it was obviously and very sadly coming to an end. Steve Coogan is great as Laurel, but John C. Reilly is Oliver Hardy. Gained almost 100 pounds for the role.
Whoa! Wow. 40 seconds. I'm sorry. 45 seconds. Go ahead.
PG. It's 97 minutes, and for only the second time in my life, 5 stars
out of 4.
Wow.
Out of 4. All right, I'm in.
How you like that? Huh?
I'm in.
There you go. 30. Well, there you go. Broken leg. Old Laurel and Hardy. Cheryl, where's my wine?
Don't even bother with the pop quiz question. You're in pain.
I have one, but we don't have time now because we've been talking about this.
That's all right. We'll do it tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow. Do you ever feel sorry about my broken leg?
I feel so bad I can hardly stand it. I'm about to burst into tears. 10 seconds.
I'm in.
What a baby. How broken can it be? 1 month recuperation. No cast. A cast for a month. A month. Yeah. What a baby. Yeah. Hey, thanks for being with us. Thank you, police officer, every chance you get. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Jim Hayes. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Dean Muccio. President Trump is praising U.S. troops for the near defeat of ISIS in Iraq and Syria.
2 years ago, when I became president, they were a very dominant group.
Today, they're not so dominant anymore.
Addressing soldiers during a surprise visit to Al-Assad Air Force Base in Iraq, Trump said American soldiers did a great job in helping to fight the terrorist group.
The other reason I'm here today is to personally thank you and every service member throughout this region for the near elimination of the ISIS territorial caliphate in Iraq and in Syria. I looked at a map. And 2 years ago, it was a lot of red all over that map. And now you have a couple little spots, and that's happening very quickly.
Wall Street is staging a major post-Christmas rally. The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared more than a